Now, to finish this week, we'll also look at the topic of TB, tuberculosis. Now, we estimate that in the region of 2.2 billion people around the world have got TB. It's an incredible number, maybe a third of the world's population. Why is it such a problem? Well, partly because it's very hard to treat. Once you've got TB, it's not a question of a quick course of antibiotics for 7 days and it'll go away. You actually need to treat people for 6 months. And one of the reasons for that is that when people get TB, which can actually go all around the body and pretty much affect any organ in the body, the organism has this habit of having phases where it's very active and then phases where it's very inactive or quiescent. And so if you just give drugs, then if the organism happens to be off and quiescent when the drugs are floating around, then it can't die. Can't be removed. So you have to give the drugs for an extended period of time to guarantee that you're going to get clearance. Or so we thought. Because there's a paper in the journal Science Translational Medicine this week by Antonia Campos-Neto, who's at the Forsyth Institute in Massachusetts. And they did some experiments on mice where they found that if they infected mice via the airborne route, in the same way that we pick up most cases of TB, you just breathe it in, the mice, months later, if they looked in their bone marrow, they could get TB out and they could grow the TB, proving it was in a viable state. And so they went looking for where the TB was hiding, and it's lurking in bone marrow stem cells. Now, these stem cells are actually a really good place for the bug to go to because they divide, so the bug is always going to have a new home to live in. They're also in what we call an immune privileged site. The immune system is not very active in the bone marrow, so the TB is less likely to be hit. And these particular cells they live in, they make something called the ABCG2 efflux pump. Easy for me to say, but what it actually does is it pumps out antibiotic molecules from the cell. So these bugs are finding cells that are very good at excluding TB treatment from the cell, and they're the perfect home for these bugs. So they then said, well, what about humans then? And they went to people who had been diagnosed with TB, who had had a clearance treatment of drugs for TB, and they got bone marrow from them, and in one in every few thousand cells from the bone marrow they examined was capable of growing TB, proving there was infectious TB in these people years or months down the line after they'd actually had treatment. Now, the good news story here is that they actually know what these stem cells are. There's a chemical marker called CD271, which they can use to home in on it. And that means that there's a chance you could say, well, now we know what cell we're dealing with, we can identify it, and we can optimise treatment or find a way of addressing the drug to that cell in order to make sure we clear this very important reservoir of TB, which up until now had been completely missed.
Wow. So does this mean that people who thought they were cleared of TB could be relapsing later on, and up till now we didn't know why?
Yes, indeed. And this is a major problem with TB, that it keeps coming back. We currently are in a pretty happy state with TB because drugs came along, lots of people got treated. What was a major scourge, at least in the Western world, actually went away, or so we thought, because now a lot of people who had it are getting older, their immune system is becoming less robust, and back it's coming. And it's probably coming from sites like their bone marrow, or at least in part coming from the bone marrow, and that's going to be the problem. But at least now we know the problem's there, so we can try and do something about it. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ginny Smith. If you'd like to get in touch with any questions or comments, then you can email the programme. It's chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can also tweet @nakedscientist, or you can find us on Facebook.
Still to come, the genetic breakthrough that might help save the Tasmanian devil, and why we see tabby cats but not tabby humans.